right here on Oracle Broadcasting. I want to welcome everybody to the show. I am your host, Doug Owen, and my good friend, Michael Vell, my co-host, is alongside me, as always. I know he hates that catchphrase. I'm thinking of a new one, Mike. What's going on, brother?
No worries, man. Hey, guys. Oh, my God. Again, here we are on the Intel Strike Report, September 17th, and we will provide you, as always,
Hello.
News, analysis, and...
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Iconoclast Report. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris. We've all heard of NutraSweet, which is the commercial name of the artificial sweetener aspartame, but do you know how it's made? Do you know what's in it? Do you know how it breaks down in your body and the ways that it affects you? Well, today, that's what we're going to talk about. NutraSweet is in literally thousands upon thousands of products, marketed under different names and sold all over the world. It makes billions and billions of dollars each year from those sales. It's in more products than you might expect. It's in all diet sodas and all gums and breath mints that are sold in drugstores, supermarkets, and convenience stores in America, even if they don't specifically say that they are sugar-free. The only place to get gum that doesn't contain aspartame is to get it from the health food store. It's even in things like cough syrup, cough drops, and anti-seizure medications. Diabetics have turned to artificial sweeteners to avoid sugar so that their condition doesn't get worse. People who are trying to lose weight have turned to it to lower their intake in sugar in hopes that doing so will help them shed those unwanted pounds. But did you know that NutraSweet actually has the opposite effect? Oh, yes, it actually makes you gain weight, and you will hear the evidence and how that works in today's show. We're going to learn about how aspartame was discovered, the safety studies that were submitted to the FDA, and how it came to be approved by the FDA in foods and drinks. You've also probably heard the joke that it's very dangerous to come between a soccer mom and her Diet Coke. Did you know someone who's addicted to their diet soda? Well, there is a reason for that. You can actually become addicted, physically addicted to aspartame. That's right, actually addicted. That's why those soccer moms need it, really. We're also going to talk about the symptoms of aspartame poisoning. Yes, there really is such a thing. You may find that you or someone you know may have some or many of these different symptoms. There were actually over 10,000 adverse reaction reports submitted to the FDA, the most common being headaches, stomach problems, mood changes, and the irritability and dizziness. And the list of symptoms is really long, up to and including death. It can actually kill you. We're going to talk about how some citizens did their own studies on aspartame. One, emulating laboratory studies, was done on how it affects rats. And one was done by an 11-year-old girl for her school science project about how aspartame breaks down in Diet Coke at different temperatures. She really put the FDA to shame on this one with just her determination and a very low budget. And finally, we'll talk about ways to detoxify yourself if you have ingested this knowingly or unknowingly so you can regain your health. As always, the documents cited on the show are located within the library, which is an online research tool where all the documents are. You can find it at www.nwolibrary.com. nwolibrary.com. Bookmark it and check back often. We're going to break through the cardboard mask and expose the truth behind the myths, the lies, and carefully constructed illusions coming up next on the Iconoclast Report.
My face. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CCWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music / business or a freedom / patriot related profile, CCW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit our website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ccw.com. bcwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.bcwpromotions.com.
All right, we're going to talk about how aspartame was discovered. In 1965, while creating a bioassay for a drug for peptic ulcers, an intermediate chemical was synthesized, aspartophenylalanine methyl ester, aspartame. In December of that year, while James Schlatter was recrystallizing aspartame from ethanol, the mixture spilled onto the outside of the flask. Some of the powder got onto his fingers, and later, when he licked his fingers to pick up a piece of paper, he noticed a very strong sweet taste. He realized the sweet taste might have been from the aspartame, so, believing that the dipeptide aspartame was not likely to be toxic, he tasted a little bit. That is from The History of Aspartame, which is located in the library in Foods and Pharmaceuticals in the Aspartame section. Again, that's at www.nwolibrary.com, nwolibrary.com, and I am posting the links to these in the Oracle chat room. There is much, much more money to be made off of an artificial sweetener instead of a drug, since all diabetics would use it and people who want to lose weight would use it. And it is very much easier to get a food additive approved by the FDA than a drug. Aspartame was created by the G.D. Searle Company, and in 1977 they picked our friend Donald Rumsfeld to run it. Attorney James Turner alleges that Searle hired Rumsfeld to handle aspartame approval difficulties as a legal problem rather than a scientific problem. And according to a former G.D. Searle salesperson, Patty Wood Alcott, the then president, Donald Rumsfeld, told his sales force that if necessary, quote, he would call in all his markers and that no matter what, he would see to it that aspartame was approved that year. Well, Rummy went on to hire a significant number of persons who were either in government or had been and who had good connections inside. It always helps to have those high-level connections. By the way, this History of Aspartame document states, Donald Rumsfeld is now on the board of directors of the Chicago Tribune. Handy. Well, G.D. Searle stood to make billions off of an artificial sweetener, and they invested $19 million and even built a manufacturing site for it. Well, in order to get it out onto the market, they had to have it approved by the FDA, so they had to submit studies on aspartame safety. Now, they were going for approval as a food additive, which is the generally recognized as safe category and threshold, much lower than a pharmaceutical. Well, in the voluminous amount of studies that were submitted to the FDA, some were touted as key, and they were not very well received by the scientists there. The FDA scientists had very serious concerns, not only about the safety of the product, but also the serial studies that were submitted. But in 1974, despite all the objections and the findings of an internal FDA commission, they approved aspartame for baked goods. The allowable uses included free-flowing sugar substitute, tablets for sweetening hot beverages, cereals, gum, and dry bases. It was not approved for baking goods, cooking, or carbonated beverages at that time. I mentioned the FDA's internal commission on aspartame. Well, in July of 1976, the FDA decided to investigate 15 key aspartame studies submitted by G.D. Searle, in which the 1975 FDA task force discovered problems. Well, turns out the Searle company faked their data from that same History of Aspartame document. FDA toxicologist and task force member Dr. Andrian Gross stated, quote, they, G.D. Searle, lied, and they didn't submit the real nature of their observations because had they done it, it is more than likely that a great number of these studies would have been rejected simply for adequacy. What Searle did, they took great pains to camouflage these shortcomings of the study, as I say, filter and just present to the FDA what they wish the FDA to know. And they did other terrible things. For instance, animals would develop tumors while they were under study. Well, they would remove the tumors from the animals, end quote. In 1976, Searle met with the FDA and convinced them to hire a private agency, the University Associated for Education and Pathology, or UARep, and pay them $500,000 to quote-unquote validate the other 12 studies. Searle required that the contracting pathologists not discuss how bad aspartame was, which is not only unethical but unscientific as well. Quote, the pathologists were specifically told they were not to make a judgment about aspartame safety or look at the designs of the tests. Dr. Kenneth Endicott, director of UARep, said in an interview that FDA had reasons to suspect that Searle's tests were not entirely honest. Because the FDA had doubts about Searle's veracity, Endicott said, officials wanted UARep to determine whether the reports were accurate. Well, called the Bressler Report, an FDA scientist, Jerome Bressler, headed it. It was released in 1977. It is damning. And it is also in the library and food and pharmaceuticals and aspartame section. It's called the Bressler Report. In it, they uncovered how truly bad these studies were. From the Bressler Report, it says, the original pathology sheets and the pathology sheets submitted to the FDA showed differences for 30 animals. One animal was reported alive at week 88, dead from week 92 through week 104, alive again at week 108, and dead at week 112. An outbreak of infectious disease was not reported to the FDA. Tissue from some animals were noted to be unavailable for analysis on the pathology sheets, yet the results from an analysis of this unavailable tissue was submitted to the FDA. There was no protocol until one of the studies was already underway. Animals were not permanently tagged to prevent mix-ups, and some laboratory methods were changed during the study but not documented. A G.D. Searle pathologist referring to the diketopiperazine, or DKP, study was quoted by investigators as saying, you should have seen things when this study was run. There were 5 studies being run at one time. Things were a mess. And again, the FDA scientists recommended that aspartame not be approved for further uses, and it wasn't at first. Well, Searle just manipulated more studies. When one study showed that the lab animals got cancerous tumors and died, well, they didn't submit that one. They just changed how they did it and redid it. Things changed around that time, excuse me. When Ronald Reagan came into office with Bush Sr. as vice president, the former head of the FDA lost his job. Bush Sr. made a visit to the G.D. Searle plant where the executives gave him a VIP tour, and this is in a video on YouTube if you care to look for it, and you can hear this for yourself. The executives stated their concern about aspartame getting approved by the FDA, and Bush Sr. told them not to worry, we'll make sure it gets through. It's worth noting that Bush Sr. is no stranger to drug companies. He used to head Eli Lilly and was keenly aware of how much money there was to be made in pharmaceuticals and, presumably, artificial sweeteners. In 1981, someone a little more amenable was put in at the FDA named Arthur Hull Hayes Jr. became the chief. Well, a grand jury had been called by the previous FDA head to investigate and indict G.D. Searle for violating federal laws for filing false reports to the government, concealing material facts, and making false statements in reports of animal studies conducted to establish the safety of the food additive aspartame. There were lots of officials involved at the FDA and the U.S. Attorney's Office, but these folks just left the federal government to either work for Searle directly or their law firm or their PR firm. Classic revolving door situation. Of course, all the charges in the grand jury amounted to nothing because the U.S. Attorney Sam Skinner let the statutes of limitation run out, and then he went to work for Searle. Wow, big surprise. In 1983, the acting FDA commissioner approved aspartame for use in carbonated beverages and carbonated beverage syrup bases. Ignoring their own safety standards, they more than doubled the acceptable daily intake of aspartame from 20 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day to 50 milligrams per kilogram of body weight per day. Well, what is aspartame? Aspartame's chemical composition is L-aspartyl L-phenylalanyl methyl ester. And one of the components, phenylalanine, is one of the essential amino acids that's found in protein. It's naturally found in foods such as eggs, milk, bananas, and meat, along with large neutrophil amino acids that exist in higher concentrations than the phenylalanine. We'll talk a little bit more about the different components of aspartame and how aspartame is made on the other side. Stay right here. You won't want to miss it on the Iconoclast Report on Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
I'm not moved by anything. Don't wanna move for anything. Cause it could be just anything that starts me moving.
Welcome back, everybody. We were talking about the chemical components of aspartame, and the first ingredient is phenylalanine. Now, nature always provides amino acids in combination. Only man isolates them for processing purposes. The 1976 Grolier's Encyclopedia states, cancer cannot live without phenylalanine. Phenylalanine makes up 50% of aspartame. It is dangerous in aspartame because it breaks down in the human body without the other amino acids that counteract it, the ones that are present in eggs, meats, and the other foods. Now we're going to discuss something from the possible neurologic effects of aspartame, a widely used food additive by Timothy Maher and Dr. Richard J. Wortman. That's also in the library, and I posted a link to that in the chat. Quote, the consumption of phenylalanine in the form of aspartame without the other large neutral amino acids that are always present in proteins elevates plasma phenylalanine levels without elevating those of the other large neutral amino acids. This caused a marked elevation in plasma phenylalanine ratio. That's the ratio of the plasma phenylalanine concentration to the sum concentrations of the other large neutral amino acids. It should be noted that aspartame is probably the only phenylalanine-containing food that man has ever eaten which elevates this ratio. An elevation in the plasma phenylalanine ratio causes a parallel rise in brain phenylalanine levels. Since a single transport macromolecule in the endothelial cells lining the brain's capillaries mediates the uptake of all other large neutral amino acids. This macromolecule is unsaturated at normal plasma large neutral amino acid levels, and each of the large neutral amino acids compete for attachment to it. Their success depending on their relative affinities for it and their plasma concentration relative to those of its competitor. Once in the brain, neurons produce certain neurotransmitters. The excess phenylalanine can inhibit enzymes like tyrosine hydroxylase needed to synthesize the neurotransmitters. Low doses of aspartame given to humans could enhance seizure susceptibility, since in humans, all aspartame doses apparently cause greater increases in plasma and brain phenylalanine than in tyrosine. Now, remember from last week's show how fluoride affects the tyrosine levels with respect to the thyroid? It's all connected. Now, another component of aspartame is methanol. And we're going to reference a document in the library called Dr. Morgan Rayford on Methanol Toxicity, Blindness, and Aspartame. Dr. Morgan Rayford was a specialist in methanol toxicity, and many of the patients who went blind on Nutrisweet were brought to Atlanta for his diagnosis. He was an ophthalmologist and founder of the Atlanta Eye Clinic. He says, when this drug enters the digestive tract, largely in the upper portion, this aspartame molecule spins off by a product known as methanol or methyl alcohol, end quote. Now, you know that methyl alcohol is wood alcohol. It causes serious damage to the body. In whole foods, methyl alcohol is always, always accompanied by ethyl alcohol, which breaks down the methyl alcohol in our bodies so there's no harmful effect. Not so with aspartame. It contains no ethyl alcohol to mitigate the methyl alcohol. Now, from a document entitled Aspartame Addiction by Dr. H.J. Roberts, also in the library, and Food and Pharmaceuticals, and again, you can get there by going to www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. It says, 6 years before the FDA approval of aspartame, Dr. Herbert S. Posner of the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences wrote a review titled Biohazards of Methanol in Proposed New Uses. He stressed the failure to recognize the, quote, delayed and irreversible effects on the nervous system of methanol at widely varying levels of exposure and at rather low levels. The daily intake of methyl alcohol from natural sources averages less than 10 milligrams. Aspartame beverages contain 55 milligrams of methanol per liter, and nearly double as much in some carbonated orange sodas. persons ingesting 5 liters a day can therefore consume over 400 milligrams of methanol. And here are some pertinent facts about methanol. The body attempts to detoxify methyl alcohol by oxidizing it to formaldehyde, which is a deadly neurotoxin and class A carcinogen, cancer-causing, and then to formate or formic acid, which forms within minutes. Formate and formaldehyde may each contribute to toxicity and nervous system or immune dysfunction through various mechanisms. One is the conjugation of formaldehyde within human serum albumin to form a new antigenic determinant. Patients with multiple health complaints who have been exposed chronically to formaldehyde develop anti-formaldehyde within human serum albumin antibodies and elevated tau cells, which are antigen memory cells, consistent with sustained antigenic stimulation of the immune system. Antigenic means that it attacks your body. Concerning the methyl alcohol component of aspartame, Hugh C. Cannon, Associate Commissioner for Legislative Affairs of the FDA, wrote in a letter dated September 8, 1986, quote, "The agency has become recently aware, however, of clinical data that indicate the toxic effects of methanol are due to formate accumulation and not to formaldehyde or methanol itself. Formate is the oxidation product of formaldehyde, which is itself formed from the metabolism of methanol," end quote. So, aspartame breaks down into methanol in the gastrointestinal tract and then into formaldehyde and then into formic acid, which is the substance that fire ants inject into you when they sting. And you should know that fire ants can kill a full-sized adult with their sting. Methanol in drinking water in lab rat studies has been shown to increase lymphomas and leukemia. Now, lymphomas are a very rare brain cancer, and of course, leukemia is cancer of the blood. The methyl alcohol has a severe effect with respect to addiction, which we'll get into later. Now, the next component of aspartame is called aspartic acid. And I'm going to quote from a document called Aspartame, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You. It's from Mercola.com, no author given. I'm assuming Dr. Mercola wrote it. Aspartic acid is an amino acid. Taken in its free form, unbound to protein, it significantly raises the blood plasma level of aspartate and glutamate. The excess aspartate and glutamate in the blood plasma shortly after ingesting aspartame or products with free glutamic acid, like MSG, lead to high levels of those neurotransmitters in certain areas of the brain. Aspartate and glutamate act as neurotransmitters in the brain by facilitating the transmission of information from neuron to neuron. Too much aspartate or glutamate in the brain kills certain neurons by allowing the influx of too much calcium into the cells. This influx triggers excessive amounts of free radicals, which kill the cells. The neural cell damage that can be caused by excessive aspartate and glutamate is why they are referred to as excitotoxins. They excite or stimulate the neural cells to death. The excess glutamate and aspartate slowly begin to destroy neurons. The large majority, that 75% or more, of neural cells in a particular area of the brain are killed before any clinical symptoms of a chronic illness are noticed. And we'll talk about how each of these components affects the human body later on. Next, we're going to talk about how aspartame is made. It's fascinating and horrifying, and hope you stay tuned. We'll be right back with great information coming up later on.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of Cutting Edge Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris, and we're talking about aspartame. Now we're going to find out how aspartame is made. We're going to be referencing a document, which is the patent, a means for producing aspartame available in the library and food and pharmaceuticals in the aspartame section. That's at www.nwolibrary.com. nwolibrary.com, and I'm also posting the links in the Oracle chat room. The patent says it is an object of the invention is to provide an improved process for producing aspartame. Another object is to provide a method for producing commercial quantities of aspartame using recombinant DNA. Another object of the invention is to produce a microorganism from which substantial amounts of the dipeptide aspartyl phenylalanine may be derived. The above objects are achieved by inserting into a cloning vehicle a synthesized DNA segment which codes for a protein segment of the formula aspartyl phenylalanine, where N is a large number. The resulting chimera is introduced into a living organism, which it, in its changed form, will produce correspondingly large protein with the segment aspartyl phenylalanine. Ending quoting there. This product is made using genetically engineered E. coli bacteria in very large vats. The genetically modified E. coli bacteria's waste product, that is their poop, is phenylalanine. They then put this into a large centrifuge and they separate the bacteria from their poop. Their poop, the phenylalanine, is then mixed with the other components, the methanol, the methyl ester, and the aspartic acid. Now, when genetically engineering any animal or any food, it causes a cascade of changes in the DNA. Scientists don't really know what those other changes are going to be within that modified organism, and they don't know how the other unknown changes will affect us, just like genetically modified foods. For example, Monsanto's Roundup Ready seed-grown crops appear to continue producing pesticide in our intestines long after we stop eating this genetically modified food. To my knowledge, there has been no study to determine if this happens with aspartame, which is obviously made from a genetically modified organism, and if that also has a similar effect. If anyone knows, hopefully if we have time at the end of the show, I'll have somebody open up the phones, and if anybody knows, you can call in and share that information with all of us. So I just have to ask all of you, how do you feel about eating something that's made with a genetically modified virus's poop? Hopefully not too good. Well, how does aspartame affect human beings? First of all, they contain what are called excitotoxins. Excitotoxins excite the neurons to the point where they just die. As eminent neurologist Dr. Russell Blaylock points out, excitotoxins destroy neurons partly by stimulating the generation of large numbers of free radicals. And from the document in the library called Not Just Another Scare, Toxin Additives in Your Food and Drink by Dr. Russell Blaylock, it says so. What is an excitotoxin? These are substances, usually amino acids, that react with specialized receptors in the brain in such a way as to lead to destruction of certain types of brain cells. When the concentration of this neurotransmitter rises above this level, the neuron begins to fire abnormally. At higher concentrations, the cells undergo a specialized process of cell death. It is also known that excitotoxins themselves can cause the generation of numerous amounts of free radicals, end quote. Well, we know that free radicals actually go around and scavenge in your body, and they do kill your cells. In another document, Dr. Blaylock has said that the study, and this is the Ramazzini study, which I'll get into in a little bit, confirmed a previous study by Dr. Trucco and his co-workers found also the formaldehyde breakdown of the product aspartame to be damaging to cellular DNA and that this damage was accumulative. This was a carefully done study which clearly demonstrated a statistically significant increase in several types of lymphomas, which again is a rare brain tumor, and leukemia in rats. Both of these malignancies have increased significantly in this country since the widespread use of aspartame. Now the next component, phenylalanine, remember this is the excrement or poop from the genetically engineered E. coli bacteria. Referencing a document in the library called Aspartame, What You Don't Know Can Hurt You, from Dr. Mercola, many people who have eaten large amounts of aspartame over long periods of time and do not have phenylketonuria, which is a reaction to phenylalanine, have been shown to have excessive levels of phenylalanine in the blood. Excessive levels of phenylalanine in the brain can cause levels of serotonin in the brain to increase, leading to emotional disorders such as depression. It was shown in human testing that the phenylalanine levels in the blood were increased significantly in the human subjects who chronically used aspartame. Even a single dose of aspartame raised the blood phenylalanine levels. In his testimony before Congress, Dr. Luis Elsis showed that high levels of blood phenylalanine can be concentrated in parts of the brain and is especially dangerous for infants and fetuses. And according to Dr. Blaylock, excessive buildup of the phenylalanine in the brain can cause schizophrenia or make a person more susceptible to seizures. Wow. So drinking aspartame-laced beverages and foods can cause seizures, depression, and even schizophrenia. Now, the next component we're going to discuss is methanol. Now, that, again, is wood alcohol. Citing the document, What Aspartame, What You Don't Know Can't Hurt You, again, Dr. Mercola. Symptoms from methanol poisoning include headaches, ear buzzing, dizziness, nausea, gastrointestinal disturbances, weakness, vertigo, chills, memory lapses, numbness and shooting pains in the extremities, behavioral disturbances, and neuritis. The most well-known problems from methanol poisoning are vision problems, including misty vision, progressive contraction of visual fields, blurring of vision, obscuration of vision, retinal damage, and blindness. Formaldehyde is a known carcinogen, causes retinal damage, and interferes with DNA replication and causes birth defects. Wow. Now from a document entitled Dr. Morgan Rayford on Methanol Toxicity, Blindness, and Aspartame. This product has some highly toxic reactions in the human visual pathway, and we are beginning to observe the tragic damage to the optic nerve, such as blindness, partial to total optic nerve atrophy. Once this destructive process has developed, there is no return to visual restoration. When this drug enters the digestive tract, largely in the upper portion, the aspartame molecule spins off the byproduct methanol or methyl alcohol. The product enters the bloodstream, and when portions reach the highly metabolic region of the optical nerve and retina, partial atrophy can and does take place. The vision cannot do without oxygen and nutrition for more than 90 seconds without revealing some damage. Total loss of vision is present, and there is no return. Over the past year, Dr. Rayford had observed the fact that any portion of the central nervous system can and is affected. Since the chemical phenylalanine is mixed up with the metabolic mess, we've seen the symptoms of varying human in the extremities, sensations of dullness of the intellect, visual shadows, evidence of word structure reversing, and some hearing impairment is noted by the individual. This can and will in time cause problems in learning. Parents must be alerted to the side effects of reaction and this toxic product. Now the next component is aspartic acid. In Regarding Aspartame Toxicity by Dr. Russell Blaylock, which is again found in the library in the food and pharmaceutical sections in aspartame, Dr. Blaylock says Yamada et al. Found that aspartic acid inhibited melatonin secretion in the pineal gland, and we talked about the pineal gland last week. Jeffrey Bada has shown that when aspartame is heated, there's a significant conversion of phenylalanine and aspartate to D-form. We'll talk a little bit more about aspartic acid on the other side and aspartame addiction. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate controlled Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
History will always remember those strong choice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution.
All right, welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris, here on the Iconoclast Report, and we're discussing the different components of aspartame. Regarding aspartame toxicity, Dr. Blaylock, eminent neurosurgeon, says, Jeffrey Botta has shown that when aspartame is heated, there is a significant conversion of L-phenylalanine and aspartame to the D form. In addition, he found that 6 to 10 decomposition products, some of which are known to have deleterious neurological effects. Elevated levels of D-aspartate have been described in several of the neurodegenerative diseases, end quotes. And from a document called Aspartame Murders Infants Violates Federal Genocide Law by Dr. James Bowen, he says, as the three-cornered molecule is metabolized, it releases methyl alcohol plus phenylalanine and aspartic acid, both neurotoxins. Isolated phenylalanine and aspartic acid are neurotoxic. Aspartame is 40% aspartic acid. This amino acid, when isolated, is excitotoxic. It excites neurons or brain cells to death. Like formaldehyde, aspartame is a chromosomal damaging agent. And talking about the Ramazzini study called Aspartame Induces Lymphomas and Leukemias in Rats, which is in the library at www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. And foods and pharmaceuticals in the aspartame section. The Ramazzini showed that a small intake of aspartame daily increases the risk of developing leukemia and lymphoma. Now, our Dr. Blaylock stated about that study, the type of damage that was a duplicate of that associated with cancers. Along with this most recent study, this means that drinking a single diet cola sweetened with aspartame every day could increase one's risk of developing a lymphoma or leukemia. It also causes kidney tumors. According to Dr. Blaylock, a follow-up study was published in Environmental Health Perspective showing that there were a significant increase in cancer of the kidney and peripheral nerves. So we're seeing that aspartame is very, very bad for you. But nevertheless, a lot of people drink it. And diet sodas, chew gums, it's even in yogurt and cough syrup and all kinds of things. And drinking diet soda all the time you might become a aspartame addict. So let's go back to the component methanol for a moment, because it is the methanol that people get addicted to. Quoting again from Aspartame Addiction by Dr. H.J. Roberts, persons consuming large amounts not only may suffer aspartame disease, but also have difficulty stopping them because of violent and prolonged withdrawal reactions, the hallmark of addiction. Recovered alcoholic patients repeatedly state they felt worse after avoiding aspartame than alcohol and asserted they had just traded one addiction for another. And I think that really says something. So how much aspartame does it take to get addicted? Dr. H.D. Roberts has stated that the amounts of aspartame product consumed daily ranged up to 6 liters or 12 cans of diet soda, 20 or more tabletop packets, and or considerable gum chewing. And remember, all gum in the grocery stores are filled with aspartame. You can only get gum that doesn't contain it from the health food store. A 29-year-old told Dr. Roberts, quote, "As I do not use any sugar, I have used aspartame and saccharin. The most disturbing phenomenon is that I now have an intense and abnormal cravings for aspartame and find myself using more and more of it, like an addictive cycle. Without it, food seems flat. I've tried eliminating it altogether and find this actually intensifies the cravings even a week later," end quote. Well, what are some of the symptoms of aspartame addictions and what's the withdrawal like? According to Dr. Roberts, the manifestations of aspartame disease and the pathos of such addiction appear in the numerous case summaries that he has in this document. The withdrawal symptoms, the severe irritability, tension, depression, tremors, nausea, and sweating, usually abated promptly on resuming aspartame, along with an intense craving for these products. One woman noted, "This was as bad as when I quit smoking 13 years ago." As with other addictions, denial and distortion were commonly encountered. Several patients experienced severe withdrawal symptoms when they traveled abroad and were unable to purchase aspartame sodas. Some developed severe reactions when they also drank alcohol. One person stated, "My memory would just go completely." And this is sad, what I'm going to tell you now. The anguished friend of an aspartame addict stated, quote, "She could hardly walk. She could hardly see. She was already going to a neurologist because they thought she had multiple sclerosis. But she told me not to talk about it, even though her physician already told her that aspartame was the problem, especially after he started researching its role in brain tumors, because two persons in her family had already died from brain tumors. When told aspartame would kill her, she said, quote, I'm addicted to it and I can't live without it. If they try to take it off the black market, I'll get it on the black market," end quote. Addiction to aspartame products is as real as abuse of tobacco, alcohol, and drugs. Many aspartame reactors described their, quote unquote, unnatural craving for aspartame products. It was not limited to diet sodas, but it also included aspartame gum. Recovered alcoholics and former smokers and substance abusers tended to use considerable amounts of aspartame products. One chain smoker averred that he became a chain drinker of diet sodas and the switch of addictions. So what are the symptoms of ingesting too much aspartame? The neurologic, physiologic, eye, endocrine, metabolic, and pediatric ravages in Dr. Roberts' database of over 1,200 aspartame reactors comprised of both patients and correspondents are impressive. Additionally, it is my increasing conviction that aspartame products can cause, aggravate, or accelerate migraines, seizures, multiple sclerosis, diabetes and its complications, Alzheimer's disease, and even brain tumors. Well, that's pretty bad. So does aspartame addiction affect more males or females? Well, Dr. Roberts says female aspartame reactors consistently outnumbered men in prior analyses. Lost my place there. of both Dr. Roberts' data and that of the FDA. In addition, aspartame is increasingly happening in children, with more and more drinks, snacks, gums, and candies made with this deadly poison. The use of aspartame sweetened foods and beverages by young children, especially those with a morbid obsession about weight gain and obesity, incurs another risk, a lifelong preference for sugars and sweets. So, how does the addiction work? Each of the three components of aspartame, phenylalanine, 50%, aspartic acid, 40%, and the methyl ester, the methanol, at 10%, that promptly becomes a free methyl alcohol, which methanol, and after digestion, and their multiple breakdown products that follow exposure to heat or during storage are potentially neurotoxic and addictive. The chronic intake of free methanol in significant amounts is highly germane to the aspartame addiction and disease, particularly for alcoholics. Methyl alcohol is probably the first component of aspartame released within the small intestine and rapidly absorbed. Blood and methanol concentrations correlate with aspartame intake. Abuse doses, that is 100 milligrams per kilogram of body weight or more, ingested by normal subjects significantly elevate blood methanol concentrations, remaining detectable for 8 or more hours. Humans are more vulnerable to the toxic effects of methanol than animals because, he says, several enzymes required for its metabolism have been lost during evolution. And the toxicity of methanol is enhanced by its slow rate of oxidation, only 1/7 that of ethyl alcohol, occurring chiefly in the liver and kidneys. Even though the half-life in human volunteers in ingesting small amounts, that's 1 to 5 milliliter, is about 3 hours. Complete oxidation to carbon dioxide usually requires 7 days. The body attempts to detoxify methyl alcohol by oxidizing it to formaldehyde, that's the deadly neurotoxin, and class A carcinogen, and then to formic acid, which is fire ant poison, within minutes. We'll talk more about aspartame addiction and methanol on the other side. Stay tuned. Coming up on Hour 2 on the Iconoclast Report on Local Broadcasting Network.
Folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
right, welcome back. We were just discussing aspartame addiction. All you people that drink your Diet Cokes, the addiction is actually to the methyl alcohol component of aspartame. We were citing a document called Aspartame Addiction by Dr. H.J. Roberts, and that can be found in the library, which is located at www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. All of the documents I'm discussing are found in food and pharmaceuticals in the aspartame section. Dr. Roberts wrote that concerning the methyl alcohol component of aspartame, Hugh C. Cannon, Associate Commissioner for Legislative Affairs of the FDA, wrote a letter dated September 8, 1986. The agency has recently become aware of the clinical data that indicate the toxic effects of methanol are due to formate accumulation and not to formaldehyde or methanol itself. Formate is the oxidation product of formaldehyde, which is itself formed from the metabolism of methanol. And again, formic acid is the poison that fire ants inject into you when they sting you. Some of the mechanisms may involve dopamine, cerebral cholecystokinin, serotonin, endorphins, and other important neurotransmitters, insulin, and the unique permeability of the blood-brain barrier to phenylalanine. The transformation of phenylalanine to dopamine and dopamine metabolites assumes relevance in addictive states. Addictive drugs flood the synapses with dopamine, which carries the pleasure message from one nerve to another in the reward pathway, thereby creating a high. For example, cocaine blocks the reuptake of dopamine, thereby acting as an indirect dopamine agonist. Such repeated rushes can result in desensitization of the brain to dopamine, which is why people drink more and more sodas, eat more and more things with aspartame in them. During et al. Demonstrated that changes in the brain phenylalanine may selectively affect production of the dopamine molecule that becomes preferentially released into the synapses. Well, there we have it about Diet Coke and diet sodas, but what's worse, aspartame in food, drinks, or gums? Dr. Roberts states that the habitual chewing of aspartame gum poses a unique threat, as evidenced by the dramatic development of generalized symptoms in some aspartame reactors. He calls people who have bad reactions to aspartame aspartame reactors. Its flavor and sweetness in the gum can last 30 minutes as compared to about 5 minutes for sugar-sweetened gum. And the chemical may be absorbed through the mucosa of the mouth, which is used therapeutically with nitroglycerin, and via simple diffusion in from the oropharynx directly into the brain. So chewing gum doesn't help you either. It's just as bad for you. I told you we were going to talk about some citizens who did their own tests on aspartame. There's one that was done by an 11-year-old girl named Jennifer Cohen, and she did it for her school science project on how Diet Coke tastes at different temperatures after 10 weeks. She also measured the amount of the various compounds that break down from aspartame. What she found will surprise you. We'll talk about the results of her test on the other side, as well as Victoria Innes' aspartame experiment. Don't go away. So much more in the second hour.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. Liberty PropertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you for tuning in, everybody, to the Iconoclast Report. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris. If you're just joining us at the second hour, we are discussing aspartame, how it's made, what's in it, how it affects your body. We were just discussing aspartame addiction, and many, many people drink diet sodas like they're going out of style, and they may or may not realize that they are actually addicted to the aspartame. Some have tried to quit, found that they really couldn't, or had a really, really hard time doing so, and it's because they're addicted to the methanol in the aspartame in their diet soda. Well, an 11-year-old girl named Jennifer Cohen did an experiment for her school science project. It's called Diet Coke Experiment by Jennifer Cohen, and that document is available in the library at www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. In Foods and Pharmaceuticals in the aspartame section. Jennifer's experiment was about how Diet Coke tastes at different temperatures after 10 weeks. She also measured the various compound amounts that break down in aspartame. And she obviously had a control. And that control was tested at a laboratory and found that the amount of aspartame in a can of Diet Coke was found to be 0.06%. In her experiment, some were in an incubator, some were at room temperature, and some are refrigerated. Quote, at the end of 70 days, samples were tested for levels of aspartame, formaldehyde, and diketopiperazine, or DKP. The refrigerated sample contained 0.058% aspartame, 0.001% DKP, and 53.5 parts per billion of formaldehyde. The room temperature sample contained 0.051% aspartame, which is less, 0.010% DKP, and 76.2 parts per billion of formaldehyde. The incubator sample contained 0.026% aspartame, 0.10% DKP, and 76.2 parts per billion formaldehyde. Oops, I mixed that up. The room temperature sample had 231 parts per billion of formaldehyde. So she had 10 human subjects taste each soda sample plus a new can of Diet Coke and rated each sample for taste on a scale of 1 to 4, with 1 being the best and 4 being the worst. The new can of Diet Coke received an average rating of 2.0. The sample stored in the refrigerator received an average rating of 2.6. The sample stored at room temperature received an average rating of 2.5. The sample stored in the incubator received an average rating of 3.8. And she found that the effects of heat on Diet Coke produced the worst taste and the highest amount of loss of aspartame, as well as the greatest increase in levels of DKP. Again, that's diketopiperazine. The most pleasing taste was for, of course, the can of new Diet Coke. The room temperature sample and the refrigerated sample scored almost the same in the taste test. All samples revealed a presence of formaldehyde. However, the highest level of formaldehyde occurred in the room temperature can. There was also formaldehyde present in the refrigerated sample. Now, most of you know that formaldehyde is what morticians pump you full of when they are embalming you. So it is my sincere hope that all of you out there listening in Radio Land and all of you in the chat room never, ever drink a diet soda again. Another woman did her own experiment on aspartame because her family were addicted to diet sodas. So she did a study called My Aspartame Experiment. It is in the library, and you can also find it at www.myaspartameexperiment.com. That's myaspartameexperiment.com. Now, this woman has a master's degree, and she knows how to do studies. She had a certain number of rats that she kept over 2 years, and didn't have very good effects for them. They developed tumors. Some of them had skin sloughing off, and their tumors in some cases were so huge that they had trouble walking. They even used their tumors as a pillow. Disgusting. If it does this to rats in her lab, and it does this to rats in other experimenters' labs, it does that to us. It causes cancers. It causes all kinds of problems. Now, one of the things that I promised I was going to talk about is aspartame and weight loss. It doesn't help you lose weight, people. It actually makes you fat and fatter. We were having a conversation in the chat room last night on the Oracle website about aspartame, and someone asked why overweight people seem to drink diet soda while thin people always seem to drink regular. From a document entitled Aspartame Makes You Fatter, which is in the library. It is a press release by the Mission Possible International Organization on behalf of Dr. Sandra Cabot, who is a medical doctor for 23 years. She has clinical and research interest in liver and metabolism. She's authored several best-selling books, including The Liver Cleansing Diet, The Body Shaping Diet, and Don't Let Hormones Ruin Your Life, Women's Health, Menopause and Natural Hormone Replacement Therapy, and she lectures internationally on these subjects. She's been consulted by thousands of patients with weight problems, hormonal imbalances, fatty liver, sluggish metabolism, and chronic ill health. She has been an advocate and practitioner of nutritional methods of healing for 30 years. Well, this is what she has to say about it. After having been consulted by thousands of overweight people suffering with problems conserving liver and or metabolism, I can assure you that aspartame will not help you in any way. Indeed, it will help you to gain unwanted weight. This has been my experience, and there are logical reasons to explain the fattening and bloating effects of aspartame. When you ingest the toxic chemical aspartame, it is absorbed from the intestines and passes immediately to the liver, where it is taken inside the liver via the liver filter. The liver then breaks down or metabolizes aspartame to its toxic components, phenylalanine, aspartic acid, and methanol. This process requires a lot of energy from the liver, which means there will be less energy remaining in the liver cells. This means that the liver cells will have less energy for fat burning and metabolism, which will result in fat storing. Excess fat may build up inside the liver cells, causing fatty liver. And when this starts to occur, it is extremely difficult to lose weight. In my vast experience, any time that you overload the liver, you will increase the tendency to gain weight easily. Aspartame also causes weight gain by other mechanisms. Causes unstable blood sugar levels, which increases the appetite and causes cravings for sweets and or sugar. Thus, it is particularly toxic for those with diabetes or epilepsy. It causes fluid retention in the body, giving it a puffy and bloated appearance. This makes people look fatter than they are and increases cellulite. And all we women hate cellulite. To discover more about the liver, you can look up her website, which is www.liverdoctor.com. That's liverdoctor.com. And to learn more about natural sugars that are better for the liver and weight, you can read her books, The Liver Cleansing Diet and Boost Your Energy. And if you'd like to order any of those, you can call 888-75-LIVER. That's 888-75-LIVER. Okay, and remember, aspartame is destroying your neurons in your brain. It raises the level of serotonin in your brain that leads to emotional difficulties, even causing depression, irritability, and even schizophrenia. It can even lead you to become very susceptible to getting Alzheimer's, Parkinson's diseases, or other neurodegenerative diseases like multiple sclerosis type of symptoms. People have found that their MS symptoms typically clear up when they eliminate this poison from their diet. I sincerely hope all of you will eliminate all aspartame from your diet. Okay. We're going to talk about how fertility affects the fetus in the womb and beyond on the other side after this very short break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings to you what some don't want you to read today. Dr. Mary's Monkey is a book of profound importance that helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Oh, sorry about that, everybody. Help if I turn my microphone on. We were talking about aspartame and how it affects the human body. We've talked about all the different components and what they do. We talked about aspartame addiction because of the methanol in it. And how it affects a fetus in the womb. A lot of people choose not to have children, and that's perfectly fine. But for people who do want to have children, it does affect your fertility. We're going to use stuff from a document called Sperm Warfare, Aspartame versus the Fire Ant, The Waning Energies of the Human Sperm, by our friend Dr. James Boehm. He says, the quality and quantity of human sperm is plunging like a meteor, and with it, humanity's future, announced a conference of 130 scientists in Montreal on male-mediated developmental toxicity. The human race survives only through its genes. Destroy the genes, and our race dies. For 20 years, scientists have watched sperm counts drop, but now up to 85% of sperm produced by healthy males is DNA damaged, said John Eichen, head of biological services at Australia's University of Newcastle. That's very unusual, said Eichen. If you were to take a rat or a mouse or a rabbit, usually more than 80% of their sperm would be normal. You're likely to see lots of diseases that are related to poor semen quality. Generally speaking, everything is bad with the sperm. And he's referring, of course, to human sperm. Now human sperm is much worse than animal sperm. The vast majority of human sperm is sluggish, poorly constructed, DNA fragmented, producing a lot of cellular waste and free radicals. Birth defects, brain cancer and leukemia in children, infertility, testicular cancer, which strikes men in their 30s, are just a part of this deadly bouquet of deformities from damaged sperm. Formaldehyde and methanol, two sperm-destroying agents in tobacco, also appear in aspartame, marketed as NutraSweet or Equal, which also induces deadly chelated aluminum into our bodies along with other heavy metal poisons and toxic doses of chelated iron leading to hemosiderosis, there to destroy brain cells and our minds with them. Normally, we're immune to dietary aluminum, but when it's chelated from aspartame, it is carried right into the body through the GI tract, which usually rejects it. Now, of course, what are sodas in nowadays? Either plastic, which contains bisphenol A, or aluminum cans. So you're drinking diet soda from an aluminum can, you're getting a double whammy. Dr. Boehm hopes to educate people about how sperm are genetically damaged and impaired in their ability to be winners. It will leave little surprise then that human sperm quality is on the wane. Little wonder that about 85% of human spermatozoa produced now are identifiable as genetically damaged. They're sluggish, they lack motility, which they don't means they don't wiggle around and wiggle up to the egg, and carry fragmented DNA damage attributable to chemical, free radical, and electromagnetic radiation exposure from the alternating current, the electrical environment humans immerse themselves in, such as cell phones and, of course, all the electrical appliances in our homes and businesses. Well, not just aspartame, he says, but sucralose or Splenda shouldn't be used either, as it is a chlorocarbon just like DDT, and that is not even allowed in the environment and could hardly be recognized as being any less damaging to fertility than aspartame. No reduced calorie sweetener is safe. None. They wouldn't work if they didn't potently and extremely rapidly stimulate, excite, and derange the specialized neurons on the tongue to make them report high levels of sugar when none is there. Intelligent human beings have rapidly declining sperm quality, and their offspring are now experiencing childhood brain cancers, childhood leukemia, and testicle cancers in their youth. Used to be unheard of. These are just a few of the exemplary changes to the progeny of damaged sperm. Aspartame and some of its many cogeners produce some of the same tissue damaging factors that does electromagnetic radiation, making aspartame poisoning synergistic with electromagnetic radiation damage. The basic math of EMR, electromagnetic radiation, was well known when the regulations were enacted. This synergism makes aspartame even more dangerous in the U.S., but it still remains hazardous and horribly damaging for everyone, everywhere. Now, cogener means all of the problematic compounds, radicals, reactions, and damages to the human organism that arise from the time aspartame is produced and onwards ad infinitum. Aspartame damages spermatozoa through several toxic mechanisms. So the individual subcellular structures, such as mitochondria, are more likely to become discrete targets of the ensuing immuno-holocaust. Anti-mitochondrial antibody hepatitis appeared on the scene with the advent of aspartame. Fatty degeneration of the liver was renamed steatohepatitis, which now inexplicably affects 3% of our adolescent population. Well, they eat and drink lots of aspartame. If the mitochondria break down and release their enzymes and substrates, the cell is doomed to destruction. The only repair processes for the mitochondrial DNA cross-linked by formaldehyde or fragmented by formate are excisional. That means simply deleting damaged DNA by removing entire segments that contain the damaged areas. This makes the net damage to mitochondrial DNA thousands of times greater than that to nuclear DNA and aspartame poisoning, and it makes mitochondrial DNA damage highly cumulative. It is passed on to subsequent generations of sperm and ova in a random distribution through the maternal line. This is one explanation why some pregnancy losses are attributable only to blighted ova or embryos. The randomness of mitochondrial DNA transmission from mother to ovum explains the pleomorphic problems that may arise in their offspring. The offspring are usually blighted in a random manner, displaying various problems such as pervasive developmental disorders like autism, myopathies, energy deficient obesity syndromes, progeria, premature graying, diabetes, etc. Each may manifest in one child but not others, which in turn may be dissimilarly affected. NutraSweet is a cumulative poison in every sense of the word, lifelong and transgenerational. We'll talk a little bit more about how it affects fertility and how it affects the fetus in the womb coming up after this break. Stay tuned, everybody. This is the Iconoclast Report on Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for our lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. Programming.com and BlacklistNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertising. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the Corporate Control Mockingbird don't want you to know about.
MySpace. Many people do not realize how effective a marketing tool it can be. CTWPromotions.com understands your needs. All of their campaigns are fully customized and targeted to each client individually. Whether you have a music slash business or a freedom slash patriot related profile, CTW can and will help you get more out of your MySpace profile than you ever could yourself. Clients may typically receive upwards of 2,000 new targeted friends, fans, and networking partners per week. Visit their website to review real testimonials and more. Unlike many others, we guarantee legitimate work. Please visit or email MikeCTW at www.ctwpromotions.com or promotions@conquertheworld.com. Again, that website is www.ctwpromotions.com.
You are now listening to Oracle Broadcasting, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Welcome back, everybody, to the second half of the second hour of the Iconoclast Report. I'm your host, Carolyn Harris, and we're discussing aspartame. Thank you so much for tuning in. We were talking about how aspartame affects sterility and ferility. We're citing a document by Dr. James Bowen called Sperm Warfare: Aspartame versus Fire Ant, the Waning Energies of Human Sperm. And you can get this and all the documents I cited online at a website called The Library, which is at www.nwolibrary.com. That's nwolibrary.com. And they are in the food and pharmaceutical section in the aspartame area. Dr. Bowen states, the spermatozoa produced by the aspartame consumer inherit on a random basis from their progenitor varying amounts of damaged mitochondria, which in turn can have their DNA damaged in different segments and to varying extents. The spermatozoan receives only about 20 mitochondria as compared to about 100,000 in the ovum. In the sperm, this leads to a lack of averaging effect, so only two or three blighted mitochondria would put that spermatozoan out of the race. Since it's now common that only 15% have vigorous motility, that means they wiggle right on up there to the egg, the greatly redundant number of sperm is the only factor that may allow for a few to make a good attempt at fertilization. The poisonous sequence resulting from the metabolism of methanol does not end with the cross-linking and plasticizing of cellular tissue components by formaldehyde. Yes, you heard me. It plasticizes your cells. DNA and, to a greater extent, RNA are damaged by this cross-linking and will not replicate nor transmit or share information until repaired. The next toxic step is the metabolism of formaldehyde to formic acid, which then reaches the buffered equilibrium with formate in the body. That again is formic acid, the fire ant poison. Both are the same toxin. It's just a matter of ambient acid slash base balance. The two terms used as herein means the same thing. Formate, again, fire ant sting venom, is a far more potent toxin and chromosomal damaging agent than formaldehyde, and a far more potent venom than scorpion venom. It causes fragmentation of the mitochondria. This puts it in the category of what's called a blister agent. This class of toxins are called blister agents because they kill cells, leaving behind only blisters of dead tissue. Fluoride and cyanide share the same toxic mechanism as formate. All three block the action of the cytochrome oxidase enzyme. This paralyzes the mitochondria's ability to utilize oxygen, much like carbon monoxide blocks the entrance of oxygen into the red blood cell, suffocating the metabolism. So the damage from ingesting aspartame not only affects your fertility, it affects the all of the generations after you if you do manage to get pregnant and have a child. And your child can, of course, be affected in the womb. And that's what we're going to discuss right now from a document entitled Aspartame Murders Infants, Violates Federal Genocide Law by also Dr. James Bowen. Aspartame is sold as NutraSweet and Equal in thousands of foods and diet drinks. At every point in the fertility process, aspartame destroys, beginning with the gleam in mom and pop's eyes. It ruins female sexual response and induces male sexual dysfunction. But you didn't know that either. Beyond this, aspartame disrupts fetal development by aborting it or inducing defects. And if a live child is born, aspartame may have heinously damaged the DNA of the baby, cursing future generations. Aspartame's abortifacient properties are inherent in its structure. As the three-cornered molecule is metabolized, it releases methyl alcohol plus phenylalanine and aspartic acid, both neurotoxins. The methyl alcohol breaks down into formaldehyde and then formic acid. Aspartame methyl alcohol / formaldehyde poisoning engenders a host of cumulative degenerative diseases and functional abnormalities. Isolated phenylalanine and aspartic acid are neurotoxic. Formaldehyde is recognized as a potent adjuvant, which causes foreign proteins to be recognized as antigens by the immune system, triggering immune system responses to destroy them. Aspartame denatures fetal tissues, creating an antigenicity stimulus, inciting destruction by the maternal immune system. This termination of pregnancy can be so rapid that the mother may not notice the delayed period, or she may miscarry almost immediately. Beyond the danger of attack from the maternal immune system, aspartame directly damages the fetus. A good reference point is fetal alcohol syndrome. Lifelong deformity, disability, and loss of mental acuity in infants who survive maternal alcohol abuse. Methyl alcohol is 50 times as potent an intoxicant as ethyl alcohol. Now, ethyl alcohol is the alcohol in beverages. Formaldehyde is 5,000 times more potent. Assembled in the carefully crafted aspartame molecule, these neurotoxins are about 20 times more potent than beverage alcohol. So that translates to if you are drinking diet sodas or ingesting aspartame while you are pregnant, your child will have a much greater risk of fetal alcohol syndrome, even if you are extremely careful not to drink alcohol. Because, Dr. Bowen goes on to say, of aspartame's extreme toxicity, even minute doses are destructive, damaging fetal nervous systems and related structures. Eyes and hearing come to mind. All tissues are similarly damaged, as beyond its functional neurological intoxicating effects, methyl alcohol and formaldehyde is the strongest organic base in the living organism and is a polymerizing agent, turning tissues to plastic. That's right, turning your tissues in your body to plastic. From such poisoning, there is no escape for the fetus. It is obligatory metabolism by alcohol dehydrogenase of methyl alcohol into nascent formaldehyde, occurring 75% in the systole, the cytoplasm, and 25% in the mitochondria itself. Aspartame is 50% phenylalanine, which is a nutrient when combined with other amino acids. However, isolated phenylalanine is toxic, especially for the infant or fetus. Dr. Louise Elsis, as I mentioned before, the pediatric professor of genetics at Emory University testified to Congress, quote, I have spent 25 years in biomedical sciences trying to prevent birth defects caused by excess phenylalanine. And therein lies my basic concern, that aspartame is in fact a well-known neurotoxin and teratogen, which, in some as yet unidentified dose, will both reversibly in the adult and irreversibly in the developing child or fetal brain produce adverse effects. That's from the Senate hearing, 11-3-87. It was the Labor and Human Resources Committee. The 400% placenta-supplied concentration of isolated phenylalanine from aspartame causes mental retardation. The phenylalanine in a plate of beans is absorbed in about 20 hours in competition with the other amino acids present. The phenylalanine in Diet Coke is absorbed in a few minutes in competition with nothing. Heel stick blood sampling is routine on newborns to screen for phenylketonuria to identify infants with PKU to protect them from severe brain damage that they can sustain from even a single dose of foods high in phenylalanine. Think of the damage to PKU infants by maternal aspartame consumption. Consider the shroud of tragedy that overcame the lives of these little hopeful people and their parents, and multiply their number by hundreds, by thousands, and find a better word than murder. All right, we're going to talk a little bit about how aspartic acid, a component of aspartame, affects the fetus in vivo. On the other side of this break, we've got a bunch more coming up, and also about how to detox on the other side. Stay right here.
Hi folks, Doug Owen here for TexasTeamSpeak.com, one of the world's largest authorized TeamSpeak host providers on the net. TeamSpeak is a voice over IP teleconferencing solution that consists of both client and server-side software. The TeamSpeak server acts as a host to multiple client connections capable of handling literally thousands of simultaneous users and works in a variety of applications, such as teammates speaking with one another while playing their favorite online video game, small businesses cutting costs on long-distance charges, or for personal communication with friends and family. With TeamSpeak, you can easily stay connected with your fellow group members or start a special group to invite others to join. Whether you seek a private communication medium or would prefer to host a server open to the public, TeamSpeak is an ideal solution to help communicate your interests with others online. When a word is worth 1,000 keystrokes, use TexasTeamSpeak.com.
They say that you could travel the world without leaving your home through the pages of a book. Adventures Unlimited brings you all the adventures that you could imagine when you travel through the pages of their books. Adventures Unlimited carries an eclectic diversity of subjects such as alternative health and science, free energy, ancient history, Native American studies, and much, much more. Get away from the daily grind, unwind, and feed your mind to free your mind. Explore any topic you wish at AdventuresUnlimitedPress.com. They're not only an online bookstore, but have stores located around the world and have been in business for over 2 decades. Adventures Unlimited Press, your own world of information is only a page away.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
History will always remember those strong choice. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Long live the revolution. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking about aspartame and how it affects the fetus in the womb. And we're talking about aspartic acid, referencing a document by Dr. James Bowen, located in the library in the food and pharmaceutical section. It's called Aspartame Murders Infants, Violates Federal Genocide Law. In it, he says, aspartame is 40% aspartic acid. This amino acid, when isolated, is excitotoxic. It excites neurons of brain cells to death. Like formaldehyde, aspartame is a chromosomal damaging agent. The neurological dangers to the developing fetus are obvious. The chromosomal damage in the mother may be inherited by the fetus, since a female fetus contains at birth all the ova she'll ever have. Future generations are forever endangered by inherited chromosomal damage, as well as damage to her developing ovaries from the aspartame her mother consumes during pregnancy. As it breaks down, aspartame creates diketopiperazine, or DKP, and with it, the intact aspartame molecule, you have the two greatest brain tumor carcinogens discovered by science thus far, responsible for the massive brain tumor epidemic we now witness. The record created by the world's best minds on phenylalanine pathologies are in a document he mentions. Read Dr. Hyman Roberts' excellent books documenting aspartame causation of schizophrenia by its action in the midbrain and cerebral cortex. Boy, that is scary also. Aspartame was kept off the market by the once intact FDA. A compelling reason the FDA rejected aspartame is its potent chelating activity, which rapidly picks up toxic metals and carries into the body even metals the body would normally refuse to absorb through digestion. The extreme lead poisoning danger to a child's developing brain and organs is well known. Many metals NutraSweet carries into us are as damaging as equal concentrations of lead. Many metals, what is a better word for all of this than murder? Dr. Bowen thinks genocide is appropriate. There is a federal law against genocide, Criminal Code, Title 18, Chapter 50A, Section 1091-3. It has no statutes of limitations and provides, quote, whoever, whether in a time of peace or war, with specific intent to destroy, in whole or in substantial part, a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group as such, quote, kills members of that group, causes serious bodily injury to members of that group, causes permanent damage or impairment to the mental faculties of its members of the group through drugs, torture, or similar techniques, subjects the group to conditions of life that are intended to cause a physical disruption of the group in whole or in part, imposes measures intended to prevent births within the group, shall be punished as provided in subsection B, which says if death results, the punishment is death or imprisonment and a fine of not more than $1 million.
All five rules have been smashed by the aspartame NutraSweet industry. We, the population of the United States, are the group. Sellers of aspartame poisoned foods and drinks knew in advance that it would wreak havoc on our nation's health. That knowledge establishes intention. And note number three, mental impairment. Aspartame depletes serotonin, from which victims suffer manic depression, hallucinations, paranoia, rage, suicidal tendencies, anxiety, and panic. The Surgeon General Schechter said 22% of the population is now suffering mental problems. Aspartame is involved. He has shown how rule number five is fulfilled by the destruction of our unborn and living children. This law makes all producers and marketers of aspartame criminals. What will the Justice Department and the courts do to protect us, he asks. Well, the answer, of course, is nothing. We all know that the FDA is bought and paid for by lobbyists, and that there is a revolving door between government and industry and lobbying on behalf of the industries the government agencies are supposed to protect us from the abusive practices of. So no, the government will do nothing, and the courts will do nothing either because, well, bribes work really well. They've worked very well for G.D. Searle and Monsanto, and it will just keep going. These huge conglomerates like Monsanto, who owns the NutraSweet company now, have set aside multiple millions just for lawsuits brought against them. They can and do drag these cases out for years. Meanwhile, the individuals suffer and have their meager resources depleted, which is the entire point. Industry will just drag it out until the individual has nothing left and can't continue, because lawsuits are really expensive. And they have absolutely no qualms whatsoever about buying witnesses off, attorneys off, or even buying jurors or judges off. And that's happened before, and it will continue to happen. They do it all the time in cases where they say farmers have used their GMO seeds illegally, violating their intellectual property rights. It just doesn't faze them because they have no morals. They worship the God they deem almighty, which is profit and the dollar, although the dollar is not quite so almighty now and getting less so by the day. So now you know how incredibly bad this stuff is for you. It really, really is a poison. So let's talk about how to detoxify yourself from this stuff. Number one, get off the juice. Eliminate everything in your diet that has aspartame, fluoride, and or MSG. MSG is also an excitotoxin, has a lot of the same effects. This includes all your diet sodas, aspartame gums, candies, check your yogurt for aspartame. Check everything that you have in your house and just toss it. You're better off. Filter your water using a Berkey water filter or something similar that will remove lead, chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and all the other heavy metals and poisons. Eliminate as much as you possibly can processed foods. You would be surprised how many processed foods have aspartame in them, and it's becoming harder and harder to find yogurt without it. It drives me crazy. MSG is now in almost anything that says natural flavorings, quote unquote, because food manufacturers know we're looking at the labels and choosing more carefully, so now they have to hide it. Eat as many raw organic foods as you can. Participate in a local co-op and support your local farmers. You can do that. It's called Community Supported Agriculture. Look it up online, Community Supported Agriculture, and there are probably farms where you live where you can get whole organic food, just for a monthly fee. You get whatever it is that is in season at that time, and you're supporting local people instead of giant agribusiness. Go to farmers markets and buy only produce there, or during the winter when they're not having farmers markets, buy only produce from the organic section. Slowly, slowly detoxify your body with nutritional supplements and detox teas or other products. And realize that your liver has to get back in shape because of aspartame and fluoride and all these other toxins. So don't go too fast or you can hurt yourself. But I cannot stress enough that the first thing to do is to eliminate this poison from your diet. Herbs such as dandelion and milk thistle can be beneficial to assist you in cleaning out your liver, but again, go slowly and do some research on your own. Now, you only get one body, and pretty much all of us were poisoned from the start, but today is a new day, and we have to do this for ourselves. No one can do it for us. The time is now to take steps to help yourself. If you have any of the symptoms of aspartame poisoning, just know that they will go away as long as you're not poisoning yourself. If you're an aspartame addict, you just can't live without your diet sodas, you can join an online group. One's called Aspartame Victim Support Group, and you can find that at www.presidiotex.com/aspartame. And Presidio is spelled P-R-E-S-I-D-I-O-T-E-X, presidiotex.com/aspartame. You can also get Dr. Janet Starhol's detox program, and you can find that at www.sweetpoison.com. It's the name of a book she wrote about aspartame, too. You can also watch Sweet Misery. You can find that online. And we're going to talk a little bit more on the other side right after this quick break.
Howdy. My name is Chris Milligan, publisher of Trine Day Books. Thomas Jefferson said, "Information is the currency of democracy. Trine Day brings you what some don't want you to read today." Dr. Mary's Monk is a book of profound importance. It helps us understand what has really happened in our country. Born to write this story, author Ed Haslam had met Dr. Mary Sherman, whose grisly murder mystery led him first to secret medical labs and then into the wilderlands of the Kennedy assassination. Author Jim Mars calls it an eye-opening ride into government cover-ups. Daniel Estulin's award-winning international bestseller, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, was hailed by editors at a major New York publisher, but then stopped by higher-ups. After you read this book exposing the secret plans of the world's elite, you'll understand why. Trine Day books are available at bookstores everywhere or by calling 1-800-556-2012.
We have a new president coming into office in January. His number one word of use is change. What if the change was not the change America expected? What if all natural products were handed over to the pharmaceutical companies to be eradicated? What if the only remedy for sickness and disease was to take drugs? This hasn't happened yet. I repeat, not yet. Prepare and defend your body with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. In an ever-changing world where toxins, chemicals, fluoride infiltrate every level of your system every day, take charge and get the tea. Online, that's GetTheTea.com, GetTheTea.com. Or call us, 928-308-0408. Order now, 928-308-0408. Don't wait until it's too late. GetTheTea.com.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.